Ah, yes, not without persecutions. There's always that little twist that we get in the words of Jesus, inviting us into life, inviting us into freedom, calling us into that personal encounter. There's a whole lot of gazing that is happening in this gospel. Jesus looking steadily at this man. It's the only way that he's described in this gospel. Other gospels add the detail that he was young, so we've kind of formed this composite image between the different gospel accounts. Although you do get a little bit of a hint from the fact that he runs up to meet Jesus, that, you know, an older person would be more distinguished and would walk very with due dignity and wouldn't be running, dashing about. But this man there's an eagerness that is there as he runs up, throws himself down, kneels at the feet of Jesus, and he asks the question that is at the heart of every young person. You know, what must I do? I want to be perfect. I want to do everything that I possibly can. I don't want to miss out on anything because, you know, YOLO, you only live once. And so you've got to embrace every moment, every opportunity that is there. So this man is wanting the very best, wanting to be able to serve the Lord with all of his heart. And we can trust him at his word when he says that, yes, I have kept all the commandments that Jesus listed off. This series of commandments that Jesus is quoting from the Ten Commandments, from that we find in the book of Exodus and the book of Deuteronomy. He throws in the extra one, you shall not defraud. That's not listed among the Ten Commandments. You didn't miss that when you're at school. It's not there anywhere in the scriptures. He's kind of riffing off another verse in Deuteronomy. But this invitation to do what is necessary, to do the faithful things of God. And it's a pretty standard answer that Jesus gives. You know, what must I do? Well, just do the right thing. Be faithful to the teachings of the Torah. Be faithful to the teachings of the church. Do the right thing in the right situation at the right time. And then we will find our life. And yet, that kind of contradicts what Jesus has been teaching us over the last few weeks when he's invited us into a place of freedom where it's not about merit, it's not about earning our way to the way of salvation, but it's about this absolute abundance of God, this free gift that the Lord is wanting to give us. And that's what lies at the heart of all of this. That's what all of this gazing and looking and longing is about, because Jesus simply wants the very best for us. He doesn't want us to live this half grudging kind of life. He wants us to find our freedom and our life in God. And how do we do that? By being unencumbered, by letting go of anything that is going to prevent me from flying and soaring into the wonder of God. I was at the Carmelite Retreat Center yesterday, taking part in a creative retreat there, which was just, you know, wonderful and delightful. But whenever I'm back in, you know, a Carmelite kind of land, I'm always kind of thinking of Carmelite texts. And in the first book of the Ascent of Mount Carmel, St. John of the Cross, you know, uses this wonderful image of a bird, you know, wanting to fly away, just wanting to be the very birdiest that the bird can be, you know, soaring and then just going off into, you know, when you watch birds, there's such a delight and wonder. But John says, you know, it doesn't really matter whether that bird is tied down by the thickest of ropes or just a single little thread. The bird isn't able to fly freely until you sever that connection. You know, whether it is this hold, this heavy thing that it seems to be weighing down upon you, or whether just this tiny little thread, as long as that thread or that rope is tying that bird down, it's not able to do what the bird is wanting to do, to fly free. So this man who's there doing all the right things, being faithful to the teachings and commandments of the Lord, And yet he's not free. He's not yet able to offer himself completely to God. And so Jesus, as he looks at him, and maybe as he looks at us, it'll be something different. This isn't necessarily universal teaching for every situation and every circumstance, that this is the only way to find freedom, to give away all of our stuff. But whenever there is something that is tying us down, whenever there's a burden that we're still carrying that was not allowing us to be free, then we need to let go of that. We need to allow the Lord with his divine scissors to cut that rope, to trim that thread, to allow us to find that freedom. And that is when we will soar. That is when we will be able to experience all that God has prepared for us. God is wanting us to have the very best. That's what Jesus is saying to the disciples, that yes, you will receive this absolute abundance, this hundredfold measure of all of the things that you might give up in this world. You will receive it back again, not without the persecutions, but this gift of the Lord, you know, reminding us as he looks deeply into our hearts, as he looks at all of the ways that we've experienced life, and he's inviting us into that space, inviting us into that freedom. What is that thread? What is that rope that might be tying us down today? And let's really sit with that and allow the Lord to look at us, to gaze at us with love, and to see, will you let me begin to unravel that rope? Will you begin to let me do some trimming? Will you allow me to bring that place of freedom within your life so that you can again soar and be free to fly with the birds?